Okay. Hello, Jose.
Hi.
Hey, how we doing?
Good, and yourself?
I'm doing great. Excited about next week, brother.
Christmas.
Yeah, it's time for family, and we pretty much only work Monday and half a day on Tuesday, and then we have like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off.
Yeah, I hear you. That's what we want to do.
We work so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. We work so hard to not take some time off. So, you know, excited about that. So I got some,
well,
I got family. Absolutely. Got family coming from out of town as well. So, you know, it's going to be, we do, barbecue, ribs. So we do it on the smoker. Oh man, but that's a long process. Yeah.
But it's worth it.
Oh, absolutely. We do some brisket, some pulled pork.
That sounds really good.
Oh, it's amazing. I got to give it up to myself. I do pride myself in my good smoking skills. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, you're the owner of the company Concrete Works. You know, I just want to just kind of explain how this works. So we work exclusively with one business. So once we get with someone on that first page of Google, we can't work with someone else that does what you do. So our goal here, Jose, is to get your company, you know, the undivided attention and the maximum result as far as new customers coming in. I just want to ask you a few questions to start off. I don't see that you have a Google business profile. Do you have one that I'm missing by chance?
No, I don't.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I do see you got a couple things online. I see you have a Yelp listing, which is good. I see you have your website.
Yeah, I have a website. I got Yelp and Angie. I just started with Angie.
Gotcha,
Angie
gotcha. Cole. Okay.
Yeah.
And what were you trying to achieve with when you signed up with Angie? Was it just more clients?
More leads.
More leads. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. We do concrete, so now in winter and stuff, it gets kind of slows down for us a bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Well, what we have to offer. So if you reach out for Angie for leads, then you know being on Google. So Google, it's the number one platform, right? That people use.
Yeah.
When they're looking for.
I use it a lot, so I know what you mean.
Exactly, right? If you're looking for a restaurant, you're looking for directions,
yeah.
I mean, we use it.
Yeah.
So just to give you an example, you got companies like Concrete Contractors, Albuquerque, Chavez, right? I don't know if you see
Spanish. Yeah, I've heard of them.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. You also got Albuquerque Construction, I think it's Corrington or Coring Co. Kind of weird. Anyways, Roadrunner, Chaveria, Apex, Medrano, I think. Anyhow, those are just companies.
I've heard of most of them, yeah.
Gotcha, okay.
They're local here in Albuquerque.
Gotcha, right. So the reason I'm just bringing them up is just those are companies that are using Google that are completely benefiting from something like this, right? So just kind of like in a nutshell, when anyone's typing in for any of the services you offer, we make sure that you're one of those top recommended options.
Yeah,
right.
Pops up on Google, yeah.
Exactly, right. So not only does it pop up on Google, but Google came up with a brand new program that, to be just kind of letting you know how it works, it's the best program that Google has ever came up with. Because before, Google used to do a lot of pay-per-click, like Google Ads. And, I mean, that works okay, but there's nothing like getting qualified leads, okay? So the way that works is anytime anyone's looking for services, not only are you going to pop up on the map section, but you're going to get a direct lead from that client, okay? So there's no middleman. You know, there's no one just selling you the leads or, you know, this is a person that's looking for your services that's calling you to get ready to rock and roll for the most part. Now, if it's a lead that is not within your service area or it's just a bogus lead or someone hangs up and they're just not like – if you don't get a chance to talk to them, then you're not going to, obviously, you're not going to get charged for that lead. And that's the best program that Google has to offer. Is the business licensed and insured?
Yeah. Licensed
okay.
And bonded, yes, sir.
That's awesome. Okay. And then, so are you doing, like, as far as concrete, you're doing, like, foundations, I mean, everything, right? Driveways, patios?
Foundations, driveways, patios, sidewalks, removal of concrete also.
Okay.
Yeah, all those all those mentioned.
Got it. Okay. And then, so as far as licensing, like, do you have like a, you're in Albuquerque. Okay. So Texas is the one that doesn't require a license, but, in your case, like, are you like have a GC contractor's license or,
Yeah, I have a GS4 and a GS34 contractor's license. Yes.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Right. So yeah, and then what they would also require, just so you know, is Google does a background check just to make sure that there's no like, crazy, you know, felonies or murder.
Yeah, or, Angie did the same, so, and I got approved. So everything's perfect. Good. I don't have any issues.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So the crazy part, okay, let me just explain. I just signed up someone today, this morning, in California. And for general contractor, for one lead in California, it was $150 through Google, okay? Now, in your area, guess how much a lead is? This is crazy. I haven't seen a lead this cheap. It's $24, which is not bad at all. Exactly.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so $24.
California has always been more expensive for, you know.
I hate California.
Yeah, it's an expensive state, so.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it not only that, it's ridiculous. A lot of businesses are running away from California versus coming to California, and that's what it is with the people too, you know, like people are moving out versus moving in. So I was very surprised to see $24, because we have Google's back office, and I'm able to see how much is a lead for general contractor in the area, right, where you're located in your zip code. And yeah, so it's $24 a lead, which is not bad at all, right? So
yes,
and these are, once again, leads that are going through Google. So Google requires, you know, an application. So what we would do would be the following, okay? We would submit a Google application. You verify your business information, like your insurance, you know, all that good stuff, your licensing, and then they do a background check to make sure there's nothing crazy. Then after that, once you get approved, then Google will activate your leads campaign. And the best part about this is you have a dedicated account manager to your campaign. Meaning that if there's a lead that's bogus or not legitimate, or someone just calling you for something that you don't do, let's say they're calling you for landscaping, but it's like, wait a minute, I'm doing concrete services, then you don't get charged for that lead. So that's why that service is 100% very manageable, and it's 100% vetted to make sure you're getting the best quality leads out there. So Angie, Home Advisor, all these other companies, you know, they get a listing on Google, and then they're selling you their leads. What you're doing here, Jose, is you're promoting your company as a sole entity in the map section and then the sponsor section at the very top. So, you know, you'd be right in front of those customers when they're looking for the services you provide. And then once again, a lot of the competitors that you know are using Google to see the results, right? The best part about this is if you were to cancel the service, you still have your Google Business profile. So any of the reviews and things that you have are going to be yours. Does that make sense? And
yes.
So one other thing I wanted to ask you is the website. Did you build that website, or who built that website for you?
I had a friend did that for me. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Are you content with the website? You feel it's
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
you're very nonchalant, man. You're like it's okay. Well, the reason why is I see a lot of the pictures and stuff that you have there, and you know, a lot of people are very visual. So you know, just to kind of give you an example, I just bought an acre of land, and we're and you know, unfortunately, we're located in California, so an acre of land in California is a lot of money, right? So.
I bet.
Yeah, so my backyard was, so I live in the high desert, so it's kind of like an hour and 20 minutes from Orange County. So I'm living in, I don't know if you heard of like Apple Valley, Hesperia, Victorville, kind of like, you know, kind of halfway to getting
to
dig. So, yeah, so what I did is I poured concrete in the back because it was just all like dirt. And, I mean, I wasn't going to do a whole half an acre of just concrete, but you know, definitely I saw a lot of before and after pictures, and that's how I made my decision to get someone to do it. And then it looks like you do a lot of good quality work. So, you know, having these pictures on your Google Business profile will help you out tremendously, you know.
Yeah, and I sometimes I need to go back and kind of update some pictures, but I haven't You know what I mean? So
I mean, yeah.
Since we're doing every project we get, I take pictures. So I have a bunch of pictures that I still have to or would like to upgrade. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one thing I suggest. I mean, you know, once you get a Google Business profile and people check you up on Google and then they look into your company, people love seeing those pictures. So, but I get it, man. I mean, at the end of the day, Jose, you're focusing on servicing your clients. And it's like, you know, you don't have time to do so many things, you know, when you just, you're out there working. You know what I mean? So I can understand how sometimes that, you know, it just takes, it takes a little while to get going. So as far as the cost, everything that we do here is, there's no long-term contracts, right? You got to make sure, you know, through our partnership with Google, we got to make sure that you're getting the results that you need, okay? So the way that this would work would be the following, okay? It's $549 to start. There's a $250 application fee that comes, that's included within the $549 to do a background check and everything through Google. They go through Pinkerton or Evident. Those are the two companies that do the background checks. Something similar, like you said, with Home Advisor, and then it's $299 a month, right, to maintain your programming on Google, and it includes Google, it includes Facebook, Yelp. We're going to put you on Amazon Alexa, and then Google Home, and then Bing. So what we're doing here, Jose, is we're covering all your bases, right? Now, after you get approved for your leads, right, through the for the Google Verified, then you would pay $24 a lead. And they do ask for a minimum of 13 leads. So that's $418. That's after you get approved, which is not bad. And those are 13 qualified leads. You can always upgrade as many leads as possible if you wanted to take on more clients. But just to give you an idea, in the past 30 days from November 18th through today, which is the 18th of December, there's been 915 searches for concrete services in about a 50-mile radius, okay? So I'm not saying that you're going to receive, you know, that many calls, right? It would be impossible.
Yeah.
But, you know, the companies that are really getting these leads are the companies that are there, like Chavez and, you know, Albuquerque, Roadrunner, Chaveria, you know, Apex.
Yeah.
Those are the companies that are getting those jobs because they're listed there. So, you know, if we can get you on Google and people are looking for the services and on the biggest platform in the world, then, you know, I know it'll be something that can be a win-win situation for you, depending on what you're doing, if you're doing a driveway and the square footage and so forth, you know. So, obviously, that's just
I kind of would be paying, like, $400 a month. Is that what you're saying?
No. So, you would be paying $299 a month, right? So, to start today, to get that things going, it's $549, okay? $549. There's a $250 application fee, and then it's $299, right? So that application fee goes directly to Google, and that's to get you the background check, and they have to verify your licensing and all that good stuff. So once you're approved, then you could start getting those leads from Google. So it's $299.
$300 a month.
To be, yeah,
now I would have to spend about $700.
Oh, no. It's the $549 is what you would be paying today. So I just wanted to break down the price. Sorry if I confused you. So if you add $299 plus $250, that's $549.
Oh,
right?
Okay. I thought it was $549 plus
$250. So it's $549 today, and just to kind of break down how that the pricing is, that's the $250 plus the $299, right? The $250 is for the application fee through Google.
Yeah.
And then obviously it's the $299 every month after, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, which is not bad at all. And one of the things I wanted to kind of also mention to you is, once again, we're Google partners, so we're not going to guess like what people are searching on Google. We're going to actually know. So we're going to be able to program you for every single type of keyword, you know, and service that you offer. So, you know, it's not like we're going to take a wild guess of how this is going to work. We make sure that it's actually going to work for you. So if people are typing in patios, driveways, foundations, if you're also doing concrete removal, right, so post-construction type of deal, if you're also doing like, you know, dump truck service or bobcats, that type of stuff, people are typing that in, and we can also have that listed on your keywords so people can find that way as well.
Yeah, because I do have I get calls a lot for Bobcat service and dump truck service. So
absolutely, yeah, because a lot of people got a lot of junk. So when I bought my Acre, let me just share this quick story. So I bought my Acre, right? The person that lived here was an older lady, and man, te digo, I don't know if you speak Spanish, but
yeah, I do.
She had no tenía un despapalle, you know. I wanted to say another word, but I want to keep it professional. Okay. In the back, you know. So
we use that word over here too, despapalle, un desmadre, despapalle.
I wanted to say desmadre, but I want to keep it professional. I wanted to, you know, obviously I got to keep it, but that's the word I was looking for. And it was crazy because she had, you know, like old refrigerators, she had like washing machines and all this stuff. So I needed a dump truck to get rid of all that stuff. So the house was sold as is. So it was an Acre plan plus the house. The house was pretty, it did great condition, but she just, everything that she, you know, she's an older lady, people would just throw in the background whenever her kids would come or whatever. They would just dump a bunch of stuff. And I'm like, goodness gracious. So, you know, after getting it all cleared up, it was just so much better. And then that way I was able to start with the project of the concrete. So I built a big gazebo, like huge, 30 by 20. And then, I did, a kitchen and I did like a
fire pit.
Oh my God. It's so good. And that's why you have many people come over. So I'm like, I got to get this done. So I did this, as soon as like after I got the house in May. So when I have my guests coming over, my family and friends, you know, for Christmas, then we're going to be able to enjoy the backyard, you know, really good. Yeah, con los patio heaters, tener los fire pits, and a ver la televisión allá. I know, you know, so.
Yeah, watch games or whatever. Yeah,
exactly. Movies, anything. So it came out really nice, and it was expensive, but my wife, you know, my wife was okay with it. So usually, you know, the saying, happy wife, happy life. So I'm like, okay, you.
Yeah, worth it. It was worth it on the long run.
Exactly. I'm like, you chose the house, the paint for the in-house, the interior of the house and everything else. I'm the backyard guy. So that's what I'm going to be
using.
That's how it is
at my house. The inside, she takes care of whatever she wants in colors and decorations, and then I take care of all the outside part of the house.
Exactly.
Or make the decisions anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. So I just, you know, I ask her like, hey, little things like, do you want the kitchen? You want this? And where do you want it? But other than that, because you know, obviously she'll be cooking some stuff out there as well. But for the most part, the garage and the backyard, that's all me. you know what I mean? So that definitely, you know, but that was expensive to do, but at the end of the day, you know, it's well worth it because, you know, it adds value to the property. And not only that, but, I mean, you're able to really enjoy yourself out there, especially during the summer and stuff like that. Or even during the winter, you can have some heat. That's the most important thing because it does get a little cold sometimes, you know. Yeah.
It doesn't get as cold as Albuquerque, though, know, I bet.
Oh, I bet.
I go to L.A. every year because I have family there, so we end up going every summer.
Yeah. Now I had a Flagstaff. How far is Flagstaff? No, that's Phoenix. So Albuquerque,
that's Arizona.
Arizona, yeah.
We're about 4 hours from there. Yeah.
4 hours from there. Okay, so it's not too far. Okay, yeah. The half family there in Flagstaff, and then I drove through. I drove from California all the way to Ohio, so I had to go, you know, pass through all that, you know, New Mexico, Texas, and Arizona. And, man, a lot of land, and it's the cost of living, even the gas is better, you know, it's much more affordable than California. So that's why a lot of people are moving out, but, you know, I have to say, I got a daughter that, I share custody with her mom. So no me puedo ir a otro estado ahorita. Me tengo que esperar unos cuantos años que tenga 18 y
Man, you can do.
I can do me, right? But for now, hey, it is what it is. But, yeah, but something like this, I know that, you know, having your business on Google, getting those leads directly from Google, having your name out there when people are looking for your services, it also helps out with recommendations. So I know that a lot of customers you might get with word of mouth, pero a veces cuando estén buscando, you know, tu perfil o quieren ver algo de tu compañía en Google, no estás listado, you know what I mean? So that can also affect you getting those new clients. And then you said you have a lot of before and after pictures. We'll be able to help you with posting those pictures on your profile And then one of the things I was also going to say, if you want a brand new website, we can build you one that's 100% free, and that it's Google compliant. It's not, bonita. But that's, once again, that's up to you if you would want that down the road, or if you're okay with the website you
okay.
have.
Okay, yeah, that might be an option. Yeah.
Yeah, it might be an option. It's not something that, you know.
Also, I'm not insured, but I'm bonded. Does that make is that going to be a problem or?
No. No, you're good. Let me go
into licensed and bonded, but I don't have any insurance right now.
Give me 1 second. Let me do this real quick. I'm just looking into the their back office of Google right now. Para ver qué está. Okay, so the zip code is 87121.
7121. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let me check that out real quick. Hey, isn't that movie Breaking Bad? Didn't they do that in Albuquerque?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. That was a great show.
Yeah.
Right?
You see their every now and then I see their RV because I guess it's a tour bus now.
No
and
way.
You see their Breaking Bad RV running around and you know taking the people to the filming locations and the houses they were.
No way.
They made the show. Yeah.
No way. That's awesome.
It's a touring thing now. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
At an old RV, you see it down, you know, every now and then. I get to see it down the road here in Albuquerque. A lot of
wow.
people, so that show is famous because a lot of people, you know, you see a lot of people running around,
yeah.
taking pictures at the houses where they were filming.
I love that show.
Yeah.
That honestly, that has to be one of the best shows. I mean, you know, it was
crazy,
so good.
Man.
It was crazy,
yeah.
like a school teacher that turned into the
yeah.
Walter White.
yeah.
Oh my goodness. So I just went into the Google's back office, and here's the crazy part. So it says currently, it says insurance requirement, currently none.
okay.
It says, we'll be updated to 250 at one point, but it's not requiring it. And then it does say like you have to have a, you know, general contractor's license, like a GB or whatever. I think you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, well, I have that. So
yeah.
the one I have is the concrete one is GS. So I got
there
the GS4, which is commercial residential,
mm-hmm.
and the
yep.
GS34. So.
Yeah. So you're good on that. So as far as you know, getting that's not an issue at all whatsoever. Usually like other states do require more, like California, these guys are sticklers. I hate it. But when it comes to Texas, I notice Phoenix, like Arizona or like, you know, New Mexico, it's not really a big thing, like, which is good.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, it would not be an issue at all whatsoever, to get that.
Okay.
Well,
nice.
So, you know, as far as, your, like a Google business profile, you know, that the number that we're on, the 505-730-8276, is that like a your number? That
That's
goes
my cell phone, yeah. Yeah, it goes directly to me.
That goes directly to you? Okay. And
yeah.
And so one of the things I wanted to kind of ask you is I see an address here for the business. Obviously, no one's going to go to your house to you're not like a brick and mortar, right, meaning like somewhere where that people can go. But as far as to get verified on Google, I do see – 1323.
I have a P.O. box. That's what I usually use is a P.O. box. But Ojo Sarco is my address, yeah.
Okay,
one of
yeah.
my address.
Okay. Oh, wow. One of them, huh? So that means you got multiple houses.
Yeah, I got a couple. Yeah, I rent out a few. So.
That's the way to go, man. That's one of the things that I want to get myself into. So we sold our condo in Orange County and in Anaheim. That's where we used to live. And then we bought this property out here. So my next goal is for the next year, you know, ya viene el next year, you know, come.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because you make a little money off the, you know, renting it out. And then plus it's paying itself, you know what I mean? It pays
Absolutely.
Itself and then you make a little extra money off of it too, so.
Exactly. And not only that, but when
That's
you retire,
cool.
you're set, you know?
Yeah.
But a veces
yeah.
los Latinos no, we don't think that way sometimes, man. And that's why it's up to this, you know, I don't know how old you are, but this kind of generation to kind of have that instill that in our kids, you know? Porque
yeah.
a veces los papás, mis papás are more like old school, like, hey, you know, like, I don't know, you know, they're not very ambitious. They're just more like survival mode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I want to instill my kids to invest, and so that way they have properties and lands cuando esté yo aquí. So I think that's a really
yeah,
good thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's going to be the goal. But yeah, so what Google does is that address, obviously, we're not going to show that on Google, right, at all whatsoever. Google will send you what's called a verification just to, you know, to let your customer know that you're in that Albuquerque area, right? So it's, you know, it's not to show your address on Google, but I just wanted to verify if that was one of your addresses.
Okay, yeah. That's nice, yeah.
Yeah, of course. I mean, because
usually I've had customers send me checks, so I have a PO box just for that, you know what I mean?
Right, of course, right,
so,
yeah.
So nobody knows, so I don't want, you know, so nobody knows
my
address.
No, no.
That's why I set up a PO box, so and they're like,
absolutely.
Hey, can I mail you a check? Sure. So there's a PO box.
Exactly,
yeah.
Yeah, this is, we don't want no one to go to your house, and actually Google is against that, because let's say you have a disgruntled client for whatever X reason. It's happened before, man, where we signed up someone the first year I started, and then they wanted to put their address out there. We told them not to, but they did. They had a person that was upset about the work, and he was under the influence of, I don't know what, and he went into the guy's house and started breaking windows and made a big deal.
Yeah.
And he got arrested. So
yeah,
we don't do that.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. And then, so the business hours of operation, like what would you say you're able to take phone calls from new clients?
Eight to five, Monday through Friday.
8 to 5. Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So one of the things that I suggest my clients is if you have it 8 to 5, a lot of people get off of work a little bit later than 5. This is just for you to take phone calls to get quotes or to arrange something with
them. That's fine. We do like 8 to 7 or something like that. I don't mind.
Well, yeah. I mean, as long as whatever time you feel comfortable answering the phone. And the reason why I say this is because, no más, that's un ejemplo, okay? The companies, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get you the maximum results. But a lot of clients out here, like, vamos a poner la de Chavez, okay? These guys are, it says that they're open 24 hours. So if we have your listing as Concrete Works LLC, y ven que estás abierto nomás de 8 a 5, van a decir, no, pues, I'm going to call Chavez. Make sense?
I don't mind putting in the extra time for
to answer
take
phone
calls late. You know, yeah.
Okay. Maybe like 8 to 8 possibly. Is that okay with you?
Let's do that. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Just a suggestion because trust me, I've seen people lose business because of that, right? Just
no, I appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just like to put
I don't mind that.
And then would you be open to taking calls like Monday through Saturday or Wednesday through Sunday? What would it be?
Let's do Monday through Saturday. That's fine.
Monday through Saturday. Okay. And then, so as far as like some of the work that you do, like I see, you know, like you're doing pretty much poured concrete, you're doing stamped concrete, and then everything that you have on commercial and residential and everything that you have on your website, would you say those are, you know, the services you want to really focus on? Is there anything else that I'm
doing? Yeah, that's what I'm best at, so we'll keep it like that, yeah.
Okay.
Mainly concrete. So.
Commercial and residential.
Yeah, commercial and residential is my license.
Concrete services. I just signed up someone a few weeks ago, and the crazy part is he's actually, where was he located? I think Utah. I think, yeah, Utah. And so this guy, a few months ago, so then he reached back out to me. I guess one of the, was it Utah or Texas? Not quite sure. But one of the U.S. military bases contracted him to do their and he's set for life. Like, once you start doing business with the military, right, to get all their bases and all that stuff, like, it's crazy. I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's getting hooked up right
cool.
there, yeah.
Exactly. So I was like, well, how did they find you? He's like, well, they looked at my website. They looked at everything else. I'm like, man, that is so cool. So he definitely got it.
Yeah, that'll set you up for life there if you get a, you know, working for the government.
Yeah, for the government. And then those guys don't like – the cool thing about that
they don't lowball you.
Yeah, exactly. they're like, oh, yeah, it's with our military budget. Yeah, of course, because they got millions
got
and billions. Of,
yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
So they're not going to – oh
they
yeah,
don't
which is
cry.
Exactly. No te van a regatear. That's in Spanish.
Ándale, yeah, exactly. No andan con cosas.
No andan con cosas. Yeah, that's so true. All right. And then as far as, you know, the, we got the keywords there. And then the service area, like how far are you willing to travel for clients, would you say?
Probably an hour radius.
An hour radius?
Which puts me about 50, 70 miles, yeah. Around.
Yeah.
Which I have before, you know, they referred me from clients that I have here in Albuquerque. They referred me to someone else they know, and I end up in, you know, Santa Fe or Grants, which is like, you know, 50, 60, 70 mile radius, which is, I don't mind, you know what I mean?
That's right. That's cool. Okay. Well, if it makes money, it makes sense, right? Like, depends on what,
yeah.
You know, you're not just going to go
and
for a
little. And it's not too bad. It's just going to drive for an hour, you know what I mean?
Right.
An hour's drive, basically.
Got it. Okay. And then, the only thing I see online that you currently have is the, I think, Angie. Do you have anything else online besides that on the website that I'm missing? Because I did a deep search. And
Yelp and Angie is what I'm posted at. So.
Yelp and Angie. Okay, cool. I just, okay. I see the Yelp one now. Yep, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Did you post that Yelp yourself?
No, I had a friend do that for me, because he's a contractor also, and he set it up. Like, well, why don't you set me up too? And he did that for me.
Got it. Okay, cool. And then quick question. Do you have like I don't see a Facebook page for the business. Do you have a personal Facebook page by chance?
I don't.
You don't? Okay, not a problem. So we'll be able to set you up with a business Facebook page. And the way that works on maybe you don't use Facebook, but a lot of people do. So sometimes when you look for stuff on Google or even like Amazon, whatever you were looking at pops up on your Facebook feed. So it's like every target's an ad.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah,
and
okay.
Yeah, so that's what we do. So if when people are looking for concrete stuff on Google or any other platform, it'll populate a Facebook ad on their Facebook feed. So that's also included within this program. And the more they see your company, the more reminded they're going to get, the more, you know, business you're going to have as well, right? It happens all to me all the time. Like, I'm on checking stuff on Amazon for, like, Bite to Death for Black Friday, and then all of a sudden it comes up on my Facebook, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot that I had to buy that. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
And that goes, that impulse to kind of pull a trigger on that. And then the website that you have, right, once again, this is your website. So the good thing about the website is that we're going to be able to list that on every single platform as well. So we'll be able to attach that on your Google listing, and then everywhere else we're going to get you programmed in as well. And then once again, we can always upgrade the website at any given moment if you like. So you know what I mean? If you prefer a different website.
Yeah, I might look into that in the future. Yeah, that'll be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And just so you know, we're not going to charge you a dime for that. It's just included, just so you know. Right. If you want to take advantage of that. Right. Okay. So then last couple of things here that I have for you as far as the logo and stuff, that's the CW, and then it's like a blue C and yellow W, right? That's the logo for the business?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the logo.
Okay. Cool. All right. So we're going to post that on that. And then you did mention that you have photos of like before and after work you've done, right? Like a lot of pictures you mentioned?
I have I don't have many before afters. There's just the finished product. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Cool. Doesn't have to be necessarily before and afters, but, you know, any types of pictures would
that,
be good.
I think that helps more if I start doing that as a before and after, so they see the difference, you know what I mean?
Yes, that's my suggestion. The reason why is because, you know, you see how it was. It was all dirt, and then all of a sudden, like, how it was after. That helps a lot just for the visual aspect of things.
Yeah.
And then people are like, oh, wow, ¿cómo estaba y cómo quedó esta?
They see the difference, yeah. That helps people visualize better how that worked, you know, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, absolutely. So down the road when you're,
I'll be doing more of that before and after, yeah.
Before and
usually
after.
I just do the finished product is what I just take pictures of.
Yeah, which is always good, but yeah, I mean, that's just a suggestion, but, you know, I only suggest I don't, it's not, you know, obviously, it's your business.
No, I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thanks.
For sure. And then, Jose, for account purposes, what's your last name? Jose's your first name.
Tena, T-E-N-A.
Tena. Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, you're bilingual, which is good. You speak both English and Spanish.
Yeah.
As well. Okay, cool. So, pretty much got everything done for the most part here as far as, like, you know, the notes for our technician. So what we would do is we would set an onboarding call with one of our technicians. It could be either today or tomorrow. And what they're doing is they're just going to cross the T's and dot the I's to make sure that whatever we put on Google, you're coming up exactly for that, those keywords and the area and so forth, right? We want to make sure that people, whatever people are typing in, you're actually coming up for that. Make sense? Like,
okay.
we're not going to guess, like, oh, this might work, this might work. No, we're going to know exactly what works. And then one of the things we're also going to do is we're going to outrank a lot of these competitors that you have on Google. And it's very simple to do that. Here's why, okay? One of the things I strongly suggest, please, I mean, this is just giving you my wholeheartedly honest advice, is get reviews, okay? So, you know, one of the things that we're going to provide for you is a review tool, which it's a link you could send to your clients, your current clients or your past clients. Even friends and family, okay, can leave you a review. They don't even have to write anything as long as they click on the 5 stars, okay?
Yeah, so I don't have an issue. I got a lot of people for that, so clients
perfect.
And stuff. So.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. awesome. And the reason for that is because, for example, okay, Travis Concrete, they're on the first page. I don't know if I believe them or not. It says 70 years in business. I'm not quite sure. But anyhow, maybe. It might be wrong. But those guys have a 4.3 stars. And once you get 5 stars on your listing and you have multiple of those, we can outrank him because he's ranking very high, okay? So just so you
yeah.
know how we're going to be able to do that. And then
yeah.
you got other companies like Roadrunner. Those guys, se van a votar a la segunda página. We're going to outrank them. They have 3.8 stars out of 5. That's not good. So Google wants to see companies that are 4 stars and above. So once you get those 5 stars, you know, on when you get your Google Business Profile, we're going to be able to outrank those guys as well. Okay? So that'll
okay.
give you a much better, you know, kind of advantage so you can get to the very, very top of the first page of Google. And then the last thing I want to just mention, last company, you got Duke City Ready Mix. Those guys have a 3.9 stars. So once you get
those guys are Roadrunner and Duke City, they sell concrete. They have a cement plant is what they are.
Gotcha.
They're
right.
not contractors. So they're just, they just sell concrete.
No, but the crazy part, let me just explain. They're coming up under the keyword concrete contractors.
Concrete,
right?
Yeah. So.
Or no, even concrete contractor. That's crazy. So, but
yeah.
what I'm trying to say is I'm just giving you, like how, Instagram.
I guess it pops up because they're related to, you know, once
yes.
you know, Google Concrete, you get all those
yeah.
options or, you know, everything related with concrete, basically.
Exactly, right? And then, so that's where we come in, and we're going to be able to outrank them so you come up before they do. Make sense? And then people
yeah.
can give you that call directly. So that's how we're going to be able to do that for you, which is just, you know, a couple suggestions, but I'm glad that you're open to that. So I appreciate you being open because a lot of people, this is, they're very stuck in their ways, you know. But
yeah.
when it comes to marketing, it's definitely going to be able to help you. So I got everything set up here for you. What we need to do is we need to set I have this voice verification to let you know that this is, you know, kind of the month to month and so forth. And then as far as the listing, we're going to be able to onboard you. We can do that either today or tomorrow, whenever you have time. But in order to secure the listing at the 549, what would you like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. And then I'll repeat it to you once I have it for accuracy, and then I'll send you your factura, your invoice as well. So that way
okay.
you can have that for marketing purposes. And then that card is it attached to the billing address, the 1323 OHO? Is that?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool.
And it's the business card, so.
Okay.
Under
cool.
my name and concrete work, so.
Okay. No worries. So if you can read those card numbers, and I'll repeat them to you for accuracy.
4099.
Okay.
8200.
Okay.
0056. 6005. Expiration date is 05/28.
Okay. Gotcha. And
security code is 867.
867. Okay. Oh, that number, my daughter, I hate that number, the 67. I don't know if you know that trend that's going, I don't know if you know the trend that gets like 67, anyhow, I don't know. I don't know if you, no, there's a trend where kids are saying 67, and it's so stupid because it came out on a viral song. So like, my daughter, she's 11, she's like 67, I'm like, goodness gracious, check it out, it's so stupid, it's like, 6-7, y que la, ya tú sabes, ponte a estudiar.
Yeah.
Crazy, you know, the new generations, I don't know how old you are, but I'm in my early 40s, but when I was growing
me
up,
too. I'm 45. Uh-huh. I just turned 45, so.
Okay, cool.
This month.
Yeah, I'm 42, so, yeah, we're kind of right there within that same ballpark, and,
mm-hmm.
but, I was used to playing out cops and robbers, water guns, and my bike, and skateboarding, and, you know, que celular ni que nada. And now,
those are the good times, yeah?
Absolutely. Now that's all over. I mean, you know, it's like, I don't know.
Everything's got to do with the phone, huh?
Everything, man. It's like, you know, I feel like it's helpful for a lot of things, but I feel like it's, you know, human interactions are not the same. You know, that's why with me, I tell my daughter, like, hey, you know, you can use a cell phone for this much, you know, but that's it. Like, you can't be using it all day. Like, and I try to do, like, things with her to just kind of, you know, kind of keep her mind going for something else. Like, you know, sport, and she does ballet and stuff like that. Porque, like, puro celular, you got to be physical. You got to, you know, be doing stuff that's, you know, kind of, you know, moving you. Because if not, like, puro teléfono, nah.
Yeah, kids get lazier nowadays.
Exactly. They get lazy and it's, that's not good. So, all right, I'm going to read this 90-second voice verification. This is just to let you know everything that we just talked about. I'm also going to text over, I don't know if you got your invoice already. It should have been in your inbox. I sent it through email, and then I also sent it to through text. And the email that I got here is concreteworks1203.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I got the email.
Okay, cool. So that's good. And then I'm also going to, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a text message with the application. You don't have to fill it out now if you like to, that you can. But one of the technicians, when we have your onboarding call, they're going to help you with that application. So it's an application, very straightforward. So we can put that information to the for the Google, so we can send it to Google. So let me I'll text that over to you and also send it via email so that we just have that ready. And then so I'll read this verification. If there's anything that you don't understand, you can always say, "Hey Chris, can you repeat that to me?" And then I'll be more than happy to repeat that for you. It does say. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business. It's asking to state your name or your business.
Let me see. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. What was that again?
No worries. No,
I'm trying to move my truck because I got some material coming in. Sorry.
No worries. No, you're fine. You're okay. No, I'm just saying, you know, to ensure the accuracy of your order, it just says to state the name of your business.
Concrete Works, LLC.
Okay, thank you. It says, please state your name and the title within the business.
State my name?
Yeah, and the title within the business, yeah. So your name and if you're the owner, manager.
Yeah, Jose Tenaz, I'm the owner.
Okay. Awesome. All right, now it says to get results as fast as possible, Jose, it is important that you're actively involved in the campaign. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls or emails from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, it's asking if you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. So what this is saying is, you know, you could hire another company, but, you know, let us know so that way you're not paying for something that we're already doing. You know what I mean? So that way you're not spending your money on something that we already have done for you, you know?
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Now, with that being said, we do ask that that you have any of the documentation, right, when we have the application. The technician will help you out with that, but are you okay with providing, you know, information about your licensing and stuff like that for to verify you on Google?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So we got you at a discounted rate. So there's it's $549. The $250 is for the Google application for the Google Verified, and then it's the $299 every month after that. So you can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you would have to do is call client support. And then what I'll do, if anything changes, you can always call me directly. So what I'm doing as well is I'm sending this text message over to you, and that way, give me 1 second. Yep, and that way you can call me directly if you have any questions or any other concerns at all whatsoever. So I don't know if you got that text message now.
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah. Chris Hernandez. Hernandez Herrera. Okay. And then, so I got another question for you. So we do have to have what's called an onboarding call, where this is with the technician, and they're going to help you to obviously get everything verified on Google. I have availability tomorrow. Let's see. Give me 1 second. Okay. So I got availability tomorrow from 8 a.m. all the way into 4:30. So it's pretty much open calendar. So what time works for you? From 8 to 4:30 p.m.
Yeah, it don't matter. Whichever time is okay with me.
Okay, but do you prefer in the morning, in the afternoon?
Let's do morning, if you can, about 11. O'clock.
About 11. Okay, perfect. So I'm doing 11 o'clock. Okay, I can definitely do that. And I'm sending you an email with an invitation, a calendar invitation, and that way, you know, you'll know that it's us, right? Just to remind you that, you know, we're gonna have that client onboarding call. It's a very simple call. It doesn't take very long. Just to make sure that everything gets submitted correctly through Google, and we have all the everything that we need to get you verified.
Yeah.
Okay. So Splash. Yeah.
Cool.
English and Spanish. Okay. You speak both languages, which is good. Okay. Well, everything's pretty much done here for the most part, Jose. I want to thank you for giving me the time out of your day to meet with me and talk to me about this. Once you get your programming going, then it's just going to be, you know, a really good thing once you get those calls coming in directly from Google. So, is there any other questions you have or any other concerns?
I don't. I'm
okay, awesome.
Right now, so.
If you do, you can always reach
out,
and we'll go from there. Okay, Jose?
Cool. Thank you, Chris.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
You as well. Talk to you soon.
Yes,
okay.
Sir. Thanks.
Bye-bye.